Slightly later away, you've done it, the Tishri Toshin P. Hey, Rav Yisrael, Meir Adler Shkita.
Right. So I've been told that Erev, this Erev Sukkah's got the same bechina as a Friday. So we're supposed to have the shorter Divrei Torah. In fact, a couple of people who are tuning in from hotter countries who are not worried about the rain are on as well for this. So let us just start with the time of year that we're in right now. Yeah. Obviously, it looks like a very grim, rainy morning. Dark, almost like it's midwinter. However, we're in one of the brightest times of year. The gap in time between Yom Kippur and the Sukkot. Now, this gap in time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which is a very significant time for a lot of different reasons. Just to begin with the process that we go through traveling from Yom Kippur to Sukkot, we know Oyer Zeru La Tzadik Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha. Oyer Zaru al Tzadik, Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha. What is that talking about? We know David Hashem, Oyri V'Yishi, Oyri is Rosh Hashanah, Yishi, Yeshua is Yom Kippur. So Oyer Zaru al Tzadik, Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha. This light that there is in Rosh Hashanah for Tzadikim, Uli Yishrei Leiv Simcha, once we have had the Yom Kippur, we've had the Kapara, that is when we have the real Simcha. Sukkot can only come once we've had the Simcha. Oh, sorry, the Simcha of Sukkot is the Yeshua that we experience when we've had the Kaparas Avinus. So this is what Sukkot is, the Simcha of the Kaparas Avinus. And the Noi Yehud actually says, just with Derech Tzachos, he says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, he says, Mikaf Regel Va'ad Roish. Mikaf Regel Va'ad Roish, we're talking about the Ein Boi Nesoyim. If you look at someone, we look at ourselves, literally from bottom to top, and we don't find anywhere where there are no averas. So he says, Mikaf regel, va'ad roish, go from regel, from sukkos, through to Rosh Hashanah, we're full of avoinas. The only gap in time, which is actually clear, is between Rosh Hashanah and sukkos. But Mikaf regel, from Rosh Hashanah, from sukkos, sorry, through the Ad Roish and through until Rosh Hashanah, we're full of Averis. So the only difference is you have Tzadikim, Ashenkin Tzadikim, who are Doimen to Esrogim. One of the characteristics of Esrog is Dor Be'ilon Mishana Lashana, it stays in the tree from year to year. Someone, the definition of a Tzadik is someone who is able to remain throughout, even in the time when we're not in the Halig Atek, also able to maintain this Nikias from Avera. The famously the Kedushas Levi says that this time of year Rishon Lecheshbon Avoinos. So we know there's lots of different reasons why Rishon Lecheshbon Avoinos. With that, we're so busy doing the mitzvahs of Sukkot, we're careening towards Sukkot. And this time between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, there's no time even to do Averis. We're so busy. We're so osuk in the mitzvahs of Arba Minim and preparing a sukkah, building a sukkah, that there isn't time to do Averis. The Kedushas Levi says very famously, probably one of the most famous pshatim in Rishon Lecheshbon Avoinos, that Sukkot is the beginning. Lachem b'yom Rishon, the Rishon is the first day that that it is worth cheshbening avoinus, because if you do tshuva me'ava, then zdoinus nasis zechuyos. So once we start the tshuva on Sukkot of tshuva me'ava, the Simcha of Sukkot brings about a Tshuv Me'ava, that once you're doing Tshuv Me'ava, all Zedonis, Nas and Zechus, now becomes Kedai to count the Avonis. He says, Rishon Lechesh Avonis is Kedai to count the Avonis because now they become Zechus. I want to read to you just a little piece of Rabbeinu Yonah in Sha'alef Sim Membeis. He says the following. What happens after you have your teshuva, after you have your kapara on Yom Kippur? He says, "Sheispanel about teshuva al Hashem, limchais ka'av pishon, about teshuva of the daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu wipe out literally like a fleeting cloud, pishon ka'onon chatzisav v'sheyach boitzboi, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu should still have a desire for him, yirtzei, you should want him, v'yaser loy, ka'asher im leichata, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should want him with such a desire, as if he's never done an avera. Ki yitochim, he says, liyo is ha'ovei nislach. It can be that you've had a kapara for the avera already. Nifta mina yisurim, and you're saved from any yisurim, when we call gezera, and yeah, there's going to be no punishment. But, ve'ein la'shem chifetz boy. Still, like Shabbat doesn't want him. U'mincha le'irotz miyodai. And Shabbat still doesn't want a mincha miyodai. So he's had a kapara. But the one thing he's missing is this chifetz from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Baruch Hu still wants it. After Yom Kippur, we've had the Kapara. And we know that Yom Kippur was the time that the Luchas Shnias were given. Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchas. It was an enormous time of Kapara. So really, Sukkah should have started immediately after, Sukkah should have begun immediately after Yom Kippur. Yet, there are these 5 days in between, up until Tesvav. The Simcha of Sukkah is in fact when we began to build the Mishkan, or got the tzibui to build the Mishkan. Building the Mishkan was a gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us a kapara, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chofetz in this mincha. We're worried about Teshuvah, he's worried the mincha le'irotz v'yadei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't want anything from him. So I forgive you, you've got your full kapara. However, I'm still not prepared to take something from you. We still need to keep that distance. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings back the Anani HaKovet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to come close. Havyani HaMelech Hadorov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us inside the inner chambers. And we're allowed to now spend time just to Ribbono Shel Olam. It shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has got this HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chofetz banu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us despite the fact that we were Bali Avira. That's why in fact Sukkot is an interesting mitzvah. Sukkot is the chiyuv is to be oichel in the Sukkah, be yoshim in the Sukkah, be mitar the Sukkah. The mitzvah in Sukkah is to actually do nothing. Anything you're doing, just do it in the Sukkah. The experience of being in the Sukkah is whatever you would normally experience outside the Sukkah, Teshuvah can to do whatever you normally do at home, do in the Sukkah. I once heard from, there was an almana who had her husband passed away, and she has got a lot of friends. And people said, at least you've got a lot of friends to do things with. You'll always be able to do things with. She said, I've got lots of friends to do things with, but I've got no one to do nothing with. And that's really so. On Sukkot, it's the living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Sukkah, the Havyani HaMelech Hadorav, is not going to the Sukkah to do anything. It's just being in the Sukkah, being in the Tzilah de Memnusa, experiencing the Froy Salim the Sukkah, Shalim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, invites us, Havyani HaMelech Hadorav, we invite it into, just be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the pinnacle of everything is when we get to Shmini Atzeres, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has kept us for an extra day, and there's no mitzvahs at all. There's no Arba Minim, there's no Sukkah. That's the pinnacle where we're experiencing this time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing us the greatest chayfet. We're saying, I don't want you for any reason, I just want to have you. There's a... when we say the Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, right? Vayomer Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha, Vav, Hey, Samach, and Chof is Sukkah. That brings us to Sukkah. When Rav Chaim Kaufman's Yahrzeit, now Motzah Simchas Torah, so the year that he was, his last Sukkot was his last Rosh Hashanah in Kippur, going through to Sukkot, and I had the opportunity to spend the whole, from Rosh Hashanah, all the way through with him, I spent the whole Sukkot with him. He was extremely weak. Matt couldn't talk, he was so schwach, he was so drawling, he could hardly close his lips around his teeth. That's how weak he was. And he was muttering all the time. He was muttering, Chavukaboch, Dvukaboch, Chavukaboch, Dvukaboch, Chavukaboch, Dvukaboch. Throughout Sukkot, he's saying, Chavukaboch, Dvukaboch, right, from the Ishanas. Chavukah Dvukah Bach, the experience of Sukkot, is that experience of Chavukah Dvukah Bach, which Baruch Hu has allowed us to come and get incredibly close, to be able to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the greatest raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us this kapara. Now, the reason why it's the Zeman Simcha Seinu is this simcha of Kaparas Avinus. We say Ushiavta Main Besasim Maine HaYeshua. Ushiavta Main Besasim Maine HaYeshua. We say Yeshua is Yom Kippur. The Dov Shem Ayri VeYishi. So the Simcha Yisheva. We say Ushiavta Main Besasim Maine HaYeshua. The Simcha and Sasim that we have is actually Maine HaYeshua. It comes from the Yeshua of Yom Kippur. After experiencing the Kapara of Yom Kippur, we're able to have the Simcha Sukkos. And that's what we're up to now. In this, we're now approaching this Yom Tov, incredible Simcha. So just for those who are worried about the rain, I saw a nice cheshbon about the rain. because we know that obviously if it rains in Sukkos, we know that it's considered a Simen Klala. If you are in a place where it's unusual to have rain, obviously over here in Manchester, where it's very, very common to have rain, and anyone who's away from Manchester, the main simcha of their Yom Tov is to be able to find out, call up here and find out it was raining, then you know, oh, at least it was raining there and everything was kedai. So there's actually, I saw a cheshbon, just almost sort of bederach tzachos is cheshbon, because there is. The Yagash Shemoni says, why do we make sukkahs after Yom Kippur? Because Shema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a psak of golas, we were supposed to have supposed to go to Golas, and we're able to fulfill this Chi of Golas by going into the Sukkah. The Fe'anayim and the Yad Yosef say the following. Said that really, we already know that the reason why we go to Sukkah, we go into the Sukkah is because that L'man Yedid HaRaseichin Ki B'Sukkah Z'Shavdez B'nei Yisrael, the reason why we go into Sukkah is because we need to remember that in the Midbar, they were in Sukkahs. We know, we'll see soon. We know the famous Machlokes, right? It's Sukkahs Mamish or Ananiya Kovet. But one thing we do know is the reason why you go into the Sukkah is because if it's Sukkahs Mamish, they go into the Sukkah because that's where they were in the Midbar. Now he says they say the Yad Kishmoni is just asking why we go in Sukkahs, why we go into Sukkahs after Rosh Hashanah, why after Yom Kippur, why do we go after Pesach? But it's say like this with the Gemara in Tanis. Gemara Tanis says, "Ein agashom yoredim, ela in kin nimchelu avoyneseim shel Yisrael." It says in Tehillim, "Tzisa Hashem ba'artzecha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael that once you've had your kapara, you're now zoichet to be able to get rain. You know, particularly Eretz Yisrael, "Ein Hashem des Eretz she'ein Hashem lekecha bo me'iris Hashanah d'achris." Shana HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach on Eretz Yisrael constantly, and when Klal Yisrael in the state that they have not done any averis, there's zoichet to rain. If they've done averis, they're not zoichet to rain. It's very glad. If they've done averis, they won't get the rain. So that's it. So they say pshat Yaakov Shmoyni is. He's asking, why are you making sukkahs after Yom Kippur? After Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael have had their kapara. Once they've had their kapara, now they're zoichet to get the rain already. But the rain on sukkahs is going to be a simon klala. So we should make sure sukkahs after you've had the kapara of Yom Kippur. So he says like this: if the simple cheshbon says we know that gederet shuvah says zaynus nasus le kishkagis. Yeah, the Gemara in Yuma, gederet shuvah says zaynus nasus le kishkagis. That's what Rosh Lakish says. Aye, v'amri Rosh Lakish gederet shuvah says zaynus nasus le kishkagis. So like Asha, kam me'ava, kam me'yira. So tshuva meyira, the zdeinus, the averis bemezid, become shogigin. And if you do tshuva meyava, the zdeinus become schuyos. So the cheshbon is, if Klal Yisrael did tshuva before Yom Kippur, and then the tshuva was, it's tshuva meyava, now they have got all the zdeinus, nasa schuyos. If zdeinus nasa schuyos, then they don't need sukkah. They don't need the gezeirah of God. They don't need to sort themselves out with the chayvus golus. And therefore, when they go into the sukkah, they didn't really need the sukkah. So if it rains, it's not a simon klala. Because they weren't shaykh to that. They didn't even need the sukkah. They don't need that chayvus golus. So if it rains, if they did shuvah me'ava, then they don't need the sukkah. And therefore, it's not going to be a simon klala. And the rain taka can come because on Shuvim Me'avos. Now the rain will come. If the rain comes, it doesn't matter because it's not a simen klala. However, if they did Shuvim Me'yiro, then Zdainus Nasus Shkogis. When do you get the Chiyav Golas? You get Chiyav Golas for Kelim B'Shoigig. Right? So the Shoigig is Mechayev the Chiyav Golas. So he said, then you're safe anyway. Because if you need a Chiyav Golas, if you have a Chiyav Golas, because you've left with your Shoigig in, you still haven't had a proper kapara. If you haven't had the proper kapara, the rain's not going to come. So you're safe. So either way, if you did Shuvim Me'ava, the rain's not going to be a simon klala. If you did Shuvim Me'yira, and the rain's not going to come yet because you haven't had a proper kapara. So that's the cheshbon he says. Now, let's just look at one more. Well, let's look at one more point about sukkah first. We know very famously, the pasuk says V'yakim nasa sukkosa v'yivin le'bayis ulemiknehu asa sukkos. Again, kara shem amachim sukkos. Now the tour brings in Hilchos Rish Chodesh b'shem achet. He brings the explanation, the beer in the tikkun amoyedos. He says Pesach is k'neged Avram because lushi v'asi ugois. That all happened on Pesach. That's Avram. Shavuos is tkiyas shofar of Matan Torah was from the Eloi shel Yitzchak, the Isle of Gitz Yitzchak. Therefore, Shavuos is Yitzchak. What is Yaakov? Sukkos is connected Yaakov because uleminehu also Sukkos. Everyone asks the same. What's the kesher? Uleminehu also Sukkos. He built Sukkos for his animals, and that because of that we have Sukkos. And in fact, because of that, he called the place Sukkos. So the whole significance of that place was that he gave it built buildings for his animals, and that's why the place gets called that. So Targum Yonason explains that the bias, says, Vayivin le bias, Targum Yonason says, was in fact a Beis HaMedrash. What they built was a Beis HaMedrash. And he says, the kvias that they built, the bias, the kvias was the Beis HaMedrash. Or the Mikneu also Sukkos, which is the temporary accommodation, was built for the animals. So the Mikneu also Sukkos, the gadlus of that whole experience in Sukkos was that Yaakov Avinu was showing his sons that for us, for the Beis HaMedrash, for Ruchnias, the Makom Kavua, we build a Beis HaMedrash which is going to be a Makom Kavua. And in contrast to that, Olamiknehu asa Sukkos, he says, I'm going to build Sukkos to show that our animals are very, very secondary. So I saw brought down. Then it's in the Sefer Niflaos, Seres Hashem Yisbarach, it says the following. If you look in Yeshua and Yud Gimel Chav Zayin, it says Sukkos, the place Sukkos, fell in the chelik of God. When the Mechalik Eretz Yisrael, right? God got Sukkos. Now we know that God were one of the Shvatim who remained Be'eva Yardin. And Moshe Rabbeinu was choshesh that they had greater value in their animals than their own children because they mentioned their animals first. So for them, it was they needed to have the chelek in Sukkos. Because this is exactly the lesson he was there. So once they were in Sukkos, Moshe Rabbeinu knew it's safe to let them stay there. He knew they had to have this message that when Mekneh also Sukkos is a very, very temporary accommodation for your animals. That's not the main thing. Now, after Yom Kippur, after Rosh Hashanah, through to Yom Kippur, we've had the psak in how much of a shefa of gashmis we're going to have this year. So it comes to Sukkos. It's actually the simcha of where everyone has brought in their harvest. So he said the simcha that we're experiencing now can possibly be a simcha. We put a huge dogish on the gashmias. So lemikneh also Sukkos. The importance of Sukkos is going to be that now that we've got the shefa after Yom Kippur, what we decide to do with it is going to show where we are up to. So if we go and we say that for our general living, we're going to go and move out into the Sukkos. We're showing that even though we've received all this shefa of gashmis for the next year, we're showing that it's actually something very temporary and something which is just an accessory to our ruchnias. Sukkos therefore comes after Yom Kippur. Now, if we look a little bit at just Arab Aminim for a few minutes, just did they take Arab Aminim in the Midbar? So we know they were able to get access to all sorts of places. When they used to go to any place in the Midbar, they had the Bereshit Miriam caused the whole place to turn green. If you look at the Midrashim, they had all sorts of things growing there. So maybe they should be able to get hold of Arab Aminim perhaps. But so there's lots of riots actually that they never took Avaminim or had were Mekayim Sukkahs with the mitzvah of Sukkah in the Midbar. If you look at the Pesukim, if I'm just clear, if you look at the Pesukim in Parashas Emor, when the Tzivui of Sukkahs is given, it says Davel Bnei Yisrael Lemer V'Chamisha Asiyem Nachayish Hashvi Hazeh Chag Asukkahs Shiva Seom Min Hashem. First, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shmuel tells Moshe Rabbeinu, say, "B'chamisha asiyim l'chodesh hashvi hazeh." This chodesh hashvi, chodesh shvi hazeh. We say, "Chag asukah shivas yom l'Hashem." And all it says, "B'yom arishon make a chodesh kom lechzav ed last loisasu." We describe the ism malacha on Yom Tov, which is like it's regularly Yom Tov. That b'yom shmini make a chodesh yelachem bekratim isha l'Hashem atzeres yikom lechzav ed loisasu adkan. As all we say, all we describe about Sukkot is that it's a Yom Tov, that is the Issa Malacha on the first and eighth day. Adkan is all it says. It also says, V'yem ha-chodesh ha-shvi hazeh. Then, it's like a siyum, we end that, we say, Ey le mo'yadeh Hashem asher tikro yisam mikro yekodesh, lahakir isha le-Hashem, oy le mincha zevach en sochem dvayem yoymoy, Adkan. We finish talking about Sukkot now. That's what it looks like. Then we carry on, and we say, "Mevash Shabbos Hashem." Then we say, "Ach and Lamed Tepos Lamed Tes." "Ach, Ach." "B'chamisha Asiyim Lachodesh Hashvi." "Ba'os B'chem Estuvas Aores." "Tachegu Eschag Hashem." "Shivas Yomim." "Bayoyim Arishen Shabbosim Yom Shmi Shabbosim." "Lokach Tachem Yom Arishen." Then we go and talk about Mitzvah Abaminim. So two completely separate parashas of Sukkah with a separation in the middle. The first one we say, "Shivas Yomim." Takrivu Isha Hashem, which just all we describe is the actual Yom Tov, and we say Chodesh Shvi Hazeh, and the second one we say Achav B'Chamisha Osayim LaChodesh Hashvi No Hazeh, and we start explaining that. But Oschem is Tufas Haaretz. Then we go through and explain the mitzvahs of Sukkah. We say Lukachem Reim Rishon Priya Isad Lukapas Tomorrow, the Chiyav of Avaminim, and we say B'Sukkah Seish Shivas Yom Kol Ezrach V'Yisrael Yesh B'Sukkah Is Leman Yedidar Seichem. We're in the midst of Sukkah, two completely separate parashas. It looks like this is brought down from Rabbi Menachem Tzvi Taksin. He brings in Sefer Ur Torah. He says that you bring a raya from here that the mitzvah of Sukkah in the midbar was completely different to the mitzvah of Sukkos. I should say in the midbar was completely different to the mitzvah of Sukkos, which is now.
Does it say 7 days sitting 7 days and taking the avodah in the same?
It says all that in a separate part. Yeah, that's all together. That's all together. There's two separate parts. The first part is just Davar Bnei Yisrael. Leimar b'chamisha asiyem l'chodesh hashvi. Sorry, b'chamisha asiyem l'chodesh hashvi hazeh chag asukas shivas yom l'Hashem. This is the Yom Tov Sukkot that's coming.
Sukkah and Lulav is already one possible.
Completely separate. Yeah, Sukkah and Lulav is like in a separate part. There's a gap in between. Which is Eile Moyad Hashem. We explain fine. These are the Moyadim Hashem's given you. No explanation at all about any mitzvahs of Sukkah, not about Avaminim, not about Sukkahs. And then we start again. We say, Achav Chamisha Asim Lachodesh Hashvi, Ba'asim Tzvus Aretz. Look pasuk from pasuk number 10. Then we start a whole new parasha of Sukkahs talking about Avaminim and Sukkahs. They said, yes, Taka, because in the Midbar they had one chiyuv, the chiyuv of Yom Tov of Sukkahs. They had an Issa Malacha on Yom Rishon and Shmini, that was a Yom Tov of Sukkahs. However, that is Dafka, Lachodesh Shvi, Hazeh, this Chodesh Hashvi, when you're in the Midbar. However, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, and you have the Simcha of Ba'os B'chem is Tvu Asa Oretz, then you will have a different kind of Sukkahs. After the Simcha of Asif Asa Tvua, you will now have the Mitzvah of Avaminim. And as a Zikaron to what's going on here right now in the Midbar, Leman Yilidor Yoseichem, then you're going to have the Mitzvah of Sukkahs. Now, there's a great uproar. How could it be? They weren't the kind of mitzvah of Sukkah and Avaminim in the Midbar. But the Maisa, there are many, many different riots brought. You see, they bring the Tzitz Eliezer brings a whole lot of riots as well, that they definitely did not do Avaminim and sit in Sukkah as the mitzvah of Sukkah in the Midbar. There was no point. He said the whole thing was Leman Yeli Dor Seichem, that in future generations you should know. And that's a tacklist of being in a Sukkah. In fact, so the Bach says that's Le'ikuva. When you're in the Sukkah, you have to be Mechavin Le'ikuva. That the reason why you're sitting in a Sukkah is Zeichem Le'anane HaKovet. There's no way they could have said two reasons. Number one, they couldn't have had a Sukkah inside the Sukkah, right? To sit in Sukkah is under the Le'anane HaKovet wouldn't make sense. And also the whole din is Zeichel and Ananya Kovet, they're not going to have Zeichel and Ananya Kovet while they're still with the Ananya Kovet. That can't be Leikuv in the mitzvah. He says, Taka, they didn't have it. Sukkos then was different. Sukkos was just the Yom Tov of Sukkos. The mitzvah of Arba Minim, there's a few mitzvahs. Let's just look at mitzvah of Arba Minim. So there's famously, there's tens of different Ramazim in the Arba Minim. Obviously, most famously, so the Gra brings on in Adar Shilyo on the pasuk of Ahibishur Melech, because that's the Rosh Hashanah Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. He says it talks about the Dalad Minim. So we know the Dalad Minim, one's got Reach and no Tam, one's got Tam and no Reach. We know one's got Tam and Reach, and one's got neither. Right there, Lulav, Esrog, that's not Robert, no, fine. The Esrog is actually the Tam, the Esrog is the Tam Chochem, is the Tzaddik, with Tam and Reach. So he says that the Esrog is the only one which is not bound to the rest of them. Vahibishur Melech, Bis'asev Rosh Hayom, then Yachad Shifte Yisrael, is that the Esrog is not together with the Arabis, which is the Bale Avera. It says the Tzaddikim are only supposed to be together with the Bale Avera if it is part of the mitzvah. When you're not actually doing the mitzvah, you don't have the Lulav and Esrog together. You have the Lulav and Esrog apart. He says the time that a Tzaddik is supposed to be Mishabit with the Rishayim is only if it's for a Maisa mitzvah. And if it, but it said, in general, yes, that Tzaddik is supposed to keep apart, even though on Sukkos we bring it all together, we bring the Bale Avera together, we bind it all together. That's the Lulav, the Lulav, that's the Mavis bound together. We do not bind the Esrog together with it, because the Esrog is only supposed to come together B'Sha'as Mitzvah. The Tzaddik is only supposed to be together B'Sha'as Mitzvah. Then the Chofetz Chaim says this as well. But now we know that the other remnants, we know each one of the Arameenim relate to a different body part. So the Esrog is the heart. The Esrog is the lev. So, we've got time. So maybe I'll say, cause just say something else first. I'll maybe finish with this one. We'll just throw something else in. Yep, go. Good. Let's just look at something else quickly. Just the pasuk in Nehemiah. Right, the pasuk in Nehemiah says this. Pasuk in Nehemiah, Perches. Yudarat Zayin says, "Vayimtza kasev b'teira shetziva Hashem b'yad Moshe." So at the time when Ezra came back from God's Bavel, it says they found this pasuk that describes Sukkah. It says they literally, "Vayimtzu kasev b'teira shetziva Hashem b'yad Moshe, asher yeshu bnei Yisrael b'sukkos b'chag b'chodesh Shvi, v'asher yashmiu v'aviru kol b'chol areihem." They made an announcement everywhere. Once they came back, they made an announcement to say everyone should go and build Sukkos. So Vayasu Kolakala Shovim in Ashevi Sukkos, Vayeshiva Sukkos. When they came back from this galus, they built Sukkos. It was a great big excitement, they built Sukkos. Now Kiloy Osumi Me Yeshua bin Nun came. Sorry, Osumi Me Yeshua bin Nun came, Bene Yisrael Ad Hayoim Hahu Simcha Gedayla Ma'oid. Ever since the time Yeshua bin Nun, up until the time that Klal Yisrael came back from Galus Bavel together with Ezra, they hadn't had Sukkos. Which is a massive chiddush. So the Gemara, as you know, the Gemara asks, what? Esha ben David ba, v'lo yasa sukkos, Esha ba Ezra, what? The whole way through, the Shoftim, the Nevi'im, David the Melech, they didn't know none of them had sukkos, they never kept mitzvah sukkah at all. So there's a very different shot brought there, and I saw a different answer brought in the Gemara. I saw there's a different teretz brought like this. The Netziv says that the whole semel, the sukkah, for us, is the semel of Golus. That we're going into Golas, but Sukkah is actually the thing that we take with us through Golas. While they were in the Midbar, they were in Golas, they were in Sukkos. While they were in the Midbar, they already had the Oifi, the Toya of Klal Yisrael. Normally, the way it works is, you become a nation through living in a certain place. You have a country, that country has its effect, and they develop within that country. They build the culture and the manner of the people over there develops because of the country. Klal Yisrael were different. Klal Yisrael are fashioned and developed by the Torah, and we built the Mishkan in the Midbar still. The development of Klal Yisrael was on before they went to Eretz Yisrael. When they went to Eretz Yisrael, they even kind of mitzvahs through his Baaretz. But up until then, in the Midbar, they already were Klal Yisrael. It says in the Tziv that the godless of Klal Yisrael was the fact that when they were in the Midbar, they were already Mekayim mitzvahs, they already became Klal Yisrael while they were in the Midbar. So if that's the case, then the people who are being sort of experiencing the real simcha of Sukkos, there's other Yidden who are in Golas. So the Yidden who are in Golas are able to see that we're in enormous danger. All the goyim are after us all the time. We know we have the strong feeling of godless. However, despite all that, we know that we have Klal Yisrael wherever they are in the world. One thing that separates them is the fact that they are Yidden. So this is the real kiyum of mitzvah sukkah is the Yidden who understand godless and experiencing godless. When they come and they build a sukkah, it's the greatest siman that they are still Klal Yisrael, and despite the fact they're in Golas, they're still living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Golas. So he says, perhaps Pshat in this pasuk there in Nehemiah, that up from Yeshua up until Ezra came, until Yidden returned from Golas with Ezra, up until then they hadn't been kind with the sukkah properly. Of course they had. However, this experience of being able to understand sukkah with the from the view of Golas, understanding what proper sukkah is, when they came out from Golas and they were able to understand that Klal Yisrael surviving through the entire Golas and Klal Yisrael being able to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the time, and then Bavel, that is, and they build the sukkahs after that. That's the first real sukkahs that they've had since Moshe Shabbinun up until they returned from Golas. That was the first time they experienced a real sukkahs. Now, just to end off, I'll go back to the Vav saying before, just to finish off with this, there's we know that the Arba Minim all relate to different body parts, right? So Rama Yarchi comes from Tukufus Rishonim, says Roisi Ba'agoda, he says Lama Esrog Domin Alev between Mechapa on the Hirur Alev. The Hadas is Domin Einayim, because Sikur Einayim, from looking around, looking at wrong things, like Surah Achri Devamchem Achri Nechem, the Hadas is Mechapa for the Avedis, for the eyes. Arava is Arbitis of Asayim, Arava is the lips, for saying Dvar Masurim. The Lulav, what's the Lulav for? Says like a lulav ain't no ella lev echad af Yisrael ainam ella lev echad lavish mashmaim. Lulav has only got one lev. The word it's got lav and base in it. Lulav, it's got one lulav. It's got one lev, and therefore, that is connected. Klal Yisrael who have got ain lohem ella lev echad lavish mashmaim. Now what's the kavan of lev echad lavish mashmaim? Klal Yisrael got lev echad. So. We know in Parashat B'Shalach where it says Mitzrayim Reis Machareim. Rashi says Mitzrayim Reis Machareim. Belev Echad Keish Echad. Says Rashi that the Mitzrayim were chasing after the clash of Belev Echad Keish Echad. When was Rashi explaining the pasuk of Yichen Shom Yisrael connect the har? It says Keish Echad Belev Echad. What's the difference? What's the difference between Belev Echad Keish Echad and Keish Echad Belev Echad? The difference is with Klal Yisrael we are Keish Echad B'Teva. We are Keish Echad, that we are Kurim Adam, we are all one. We're anyway Keish Echad. What we need to add is the Belev Echad. With the Goyim, it's Faket. We know that Belev Echad, they have got one interest, the Seneim Shal Yisrael. The thing that's Mesiachad all of them is the fact that they are all Seneim Yisrael. When Mitzrayim, when Noisea Achareim, when Mitzrayim were chasing Klal Yisrael, the thing that bound them all together was they had this Lev Echad, and therefore, because this Lev Echad is common cause, they became Ish Echad. So, with Klal Yisrael, the fact that we are Ish Echad is Teva. How do we become Lev Echad? So after the Yom HaNeroim, once everyone's had their Kapara, now we've got this common purpose. Everyone is on the same page. Everyone has experienced the Kapara. We are all now only focused on this Shibud Lavinu Shvashamayim. That gives us the Lev Echad. So it's automatic. It's Ish Echad, Belev Echad. Everyone's together. So Ma Lulav Eino Ela Lev Echad. Kach Klal Yisrael Eino Ela Lev Echad Lavinu Shvashamayim. That's the Vitar Livenu La'avdecha be'emes. Vitar Livenu La'avdecha be'emes is lulav, yeah? Vitar Livenu La'avdecha be'emes is lulav. That is that's the tefillah, Vitar Livenu La'avdecha be'emes. That lu leiv, when there's only one leiv echot, v'holo Klal Yisrael, everyone's leiv echot, v'avinish v'ashamayim, when's that come? That comes after the Tara of Yom Kippur. So now, be'emes, just to be able to take this through, all the way through the end of Sukkot, the Torah ends, the Eini Klal Yisrael. Right, we know that the last words of the Torah are Le'ini Kol Yisrael. The last letter is a Lamed. The Torah begins with a base. Lamed, base, that's Lev. When do you have this Lev? When you're in a situation with Le'ini Kol Yisrael. So once you've had Le'ini Kol Yisrael, once the Torah is now universally practiced and kept stringently by the whole of Klal Yisrael, especially after the Kibbutz Le'ini Kol Yisrael, now able to start the Torah again, now ready to begin the Torah again with this Lev Echad La'avinu La'avinu Shemashamayim. A good Yom to everybody.